Grassy Posse. You son of a bitch.
I promise I didn't mean to.
Grassy Posse Packer Nation! Welcome to another episode of Podcast of the Podcast, where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grassy, and this Sunday, Packer fans, this is it. It all comes down to this. While the Packers have to win out, the two games after this look like they will be hopefully a breeze, and now we're going up against the Chicago Bears, who are on a roll. And look like they are monsters of the Midway once again. So, before we get into that, because of the upcoming matchup on Sunday, we of course have a disgusting, filthy Bears fan on this show. And our disgusting, filthy Bears fan is Mr. Craig Nixon, who was on one of the first episodes on Packcast 3 years ago as my first Bears fan. It's now come full circle. Craig, thanks for joining, buddy.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I was really excited. I came back because of just how welcome you make the guests feel, and I guess I forgot that was wrong.
Yeah, that was like, you know, we just started, you know, 4 years, you know, 3-4 years ago, whatever. Like, I had to like pretend that I was really nice and caring and liked you, and now all bets
exactly.
are off.
Yeah. Those are off. All right, let's do it.
Listen, like, NBC called me, like, I already made it big. I got my 15 minutes of fame, and now, like, I peaked, and now it's just all downhill, so now I'm just bitter and old and cynical. So, you know, that's kind of how these things go. But
that's all right.
Yeah, it's fine. All right, so we got a lot has happened in 3 years, bud. a lot in 4 seasons and 3 years. Your Bears have undergone quite a few changes. You got new head coaches. You wasted a bunch of draft picks to get Mitchell Trubisky. You got Khalil Mack this season.
Wasted.
Yeah, it's a little crazy what's going on with the Bears. And so I think the talking point that we have to bring up first is the monster that you have on that defense. The guy who I'm going to credit with literally all of your success this season. Khalil Mack. I'm a little bitter that the Packers didn't get him, just a smidge, just a tiny bit. But taking a look at him this season, the guy has 10 sacks already, an interception, 6 forced fumbles, and 36 tackles. The guy is a monster. Like an utter, complete, and total monster. So, how you feeling about him?
Oh, man, I just want to let you just simmer in that. I mean, obviously, I'm excited as a Bears fan. I think the biggest takeaway, though, isn't these amazingly impressive numbers that aren't on the Packers team. I think it's what he's doing for the defense as a whole as a leader in the locker room. And if you look at our other players on the defense, a lot of them are having banner years. And I think, you know, for a different reason from what you originally said, I think, yeah, a lot of our success is due to him being out there because he's not only does he perform at such a high level, he's helping to make our other defensive players also play at a higher level. We're seeing from some people what we thought we could and just not necessarily we haven't yet, but yeah. He's bringing it out of them.
Well, I think it's also not just like his kind of stance within the locker room, but it's also the entire focal point of every single offensive line is Khalil Mack, and that allows other guys to get opportunities, right? Like, so Hicks is going to be able to go and make tackle or sacks, and then you're going to also have the secondary, if you have a great pass rush, you know, that's going to lead to throws that maybe are a little off target or give him some opportunities to pick the ball off or what have you. So he, again, is literally just making that defense better just by being on the field.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, he's that one thing that just pushes it right over the top. We've built in the last few years a bunch of really key players, putting together a good team, and now with him as an addition, it's just now we're seeing what they can do.
So it's funny you mentioned that because you're talking about how, like how you guys have built a team, and you definitely have over these past few years. Obviously, getting quarterbacks and you know kind of pieces for that defense, and you know enhancing with Allen Robinson, the whole nine yards. And so kind of before you even get Khalil Mack, like, so mid-August, when everything was well in the world, I thought the Packers were going to the Super Bowl. You know, the good times. Kind of, yeah. What were your expectations for this Bears team before Khalil Mack? I can't imagine you saw this kind of, oh God, do I want to use the word dominance? I don't. Slight winning streak that you guys are on.
I'll meet you at success.
Okay, yes, success. I'll take that.
I expected from this Bears team more entertainment. You know, the NFL is an entertainment industry, and for years now, for us, you know, win, lose, or tie till we die Bears fans, we've been watching disappointing, either subpar or mediocre teams, and I thought this was going to be the first year where we start our rebuild, and maybe we could hit like a 7-8 win season. Maybe we could get, you know, true the playtime he needs so that in his third year it's breakout, and then we're a force to be reckoned with. And this has been fantastic. I think we're hitting our stride in this rebuild, definitely at least a year quicker than most people expected we would.
Yeah, and I mean, like, when it comes to how this season has played out, right, like, at what point, and maybe you thought from the beginning, like, at what point, and this might be a weird question, like, did you realize, like, oh, like, we're a good football team? Because obviously, week one against the Packers, you guys should have won. Rodgers has some last-second magic and is able to pull it out of the hat. You know, and so, like, week one really wasn't, like, a great barometer, even though you could see, like, the dominance that would be Khalil Mack even just in week one. And so, like, at what point do you realize, like, oh, man, like, this team is a force to be reckoned with? Because for me, like, this didn't happen until maybe, like, a month ago, in which I was still arguing with Lions fans and Vikings fans of, like, oh, no, the Bears? Like, they're not going to win the division. And now you guys are going to win the division.
Yeah, so it was pretty early on for two reasons. First, we were in every game we lost. I'd have to look it up, but I think, top of my head, we've lost by a total of 14 points or something like that.
Gotcha.
I might be wrong on that, but I know our first three losses, it was like a combined 11 points. We're in every game, and we've lost them. Maybe we made a mistake here. Maybe the other team got lucky there, but they were all winnable. We could be undefeated right now, and that's just crazy for a first year of a rebuild. And that, you know, that obviously counts for a lot. But then beyond that, the Bears are entertaining. They're fun. We have an offense we can believe in. We have coaches that we hope don't get poached this year. We have young players that are really exciting to watch and will be for years to come. And they have great celebrations. You know, this isn't the Bears from last year or the years before. They're fun to watch again, and it's exciting. And even when they lose, and every NFL fan, you know, a loss is devastating. You hate it.
Sure.
But there are some that, you know, they don't hurt that much. You're like, you know what? At least we were in it. It was a good game. We know what we can do. And So I'd actually say pretty early on, I was like, wait a minute, what's happening here?
Yeah. And I mean, you also mentioned the idea of, like, your offense, right? And kind of going through a resurgence with that. You had Trubisky take the field last year for the first time. And I think he, like, threw like 7 picks and 7 touchdowns. He didn't get a ton of playing time, but it wasn't anything that, like, you know, blew the roof off of anything. But this season, so right now he's over 2,500 yards, has 21 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, and has like a 92 quarterback rating. Now, what I've kind of been hearing with the talking heads, and I'm curious to kind of see where your take is at as a Bears fan, is Trubisky, like, the guy for you? Because there are times where, like, you watch him and, like, he'll throw those picks, right? Like, he will throw interceptions, he will make bad decisions, because he is just a second year player. He is working and he's growing. But at the same time, like, where are you expecting Trubisky to go? Do you think he's going to be that elite player, that franchise guy? Or do you really not have to rely on him because you have such a dominant defense?
No, I wouldn't say we don't have to rely on him. I think defense does win championships. So between the two, if I had to pick which was better, I'd rather have the number one defense than the number one offense. But I do think Drew's going to be up there at the end of the day with those great names. I think, two more years from now, absolutely top 10. Is he maybe a top 5? I don't know. We're going to see. But I think he has the potential there. And yeah, he does make those mistakes. He's young, and he throws those. He makes throws that, as you're watching it, you say, "No, that's no good."
Yeah.
And they're bad. What I love about him, it doesn't get in his head. He doesn't come back out on the field and do it again. You know, he gets his shit together. And sorry, I don't know if I can say that.
It's fine.
All right, fair enough. He doesn't let it get him down, and it doesn't ruin the rest of the game.
Yeah. No, I hear you. He definitely has that composure. Right. And, you know, and I wanted to poll you with this as well. Are you bothered or perturbed like that he is a Packers fan, or is that something you've kind of just forgotten about?
You just had to work it in.
You damn right I had. I don't care if it was like I'm about to let you go, and then I was like, Mitch Trubisky is a Packers fan, and then I hung up on you. Like, it was gonna happen, but I just thought, hey, I can make this transition work.
All right. I guess, to be fair, I'd rather you do it now than like right at the end, and
it's true. Be a total piece of garbage. I get you.
No, how many NFL quarterbacks were a fan of a different team than they play for? Like, that's nothing. I don't care about that.
Okay, so you don't care that he was a fan of your biggest rival and took pleasure in watching your team lose every single time to the Packers. I just wanted to make sure. You know, I'm really trying to get into like this investigative kind of journalism, and I just really want to make sure that I really get to the bottom of things.
Yeah, it sounds like that's what you're going for there, Tom. That's what I'm getting out of this. No, he, you know, as he was growing up, they were a good team. They were always contenders. He enjoyed it. He rooted for them. Fine. Great. Now he's going to kick their ass. At least here.
Ooh, I like it. There we go. It was getting a little pedestrian, so this is much, much better. Okay, so the Bears have not beaten the Packers in Chicago in 8 years. Right. How are you going to feel when it's 9?
I'm not. We're not going to get them.
Because, like, all right, so here, this is a great question for you.
You think you win this Sunday, and that's not just, you know, being a fan or being hopeful. You think you win?
I think we're going to win, yeah.
Really? Why?
There's, like, a couple reasons. Like, I can break it down via the stats, but, like, the biggest stat is God loves the Packers. I think that's just obvious. Like, he is number one team of all time. But I think if there's anything that is
number one team
that is consistent in life, it's death, taxes, and the Green Bay Packers beat the Chicago Bears. Like, that almost always happens. Brett Favre retirement night, we don't talk about that. That never happened. But
That was delicious. Let's do talk about that.
Listen, it's like, I know that was your Super Bowl, and I mean, like, you know, listen, we could talk about Jay Cutler. We could dwell in the past, but we don't have to anymore, right? Like, this is the thing. Even if the Packers don't make the playoffs, which, trust me, that pains me to say, I am going to at least be able to hang my hat that we swept you this year. And you know what? While that's not the playoffs, that'll do, pig. That'll do.
Wow, that's a low bar.
Yeah, it's getting really sad here in Packer Nation as of late. So anything that could cause me just a tiny bit of joy, I gotta jump on it.
Like how you said you wouldn't trade a good draft pick for getting knocked out in the wild card round. You said you'd rather get at least 1 week in the playoffs, but you would trade the playoffs to beat the Bears twice.
I would not, no. I was just saying, if we weren't going to, like, this is a consolation prize kind of thing. Like, again, if I had to choose between losing to you or making the playoffs, I'll lose to you all day, every day. I mean, we won't. But if that was, like, the choice. Because, listen, I want to watch, as I'm sure you do too, right? Like, you want to watch your team, and you want to watch them as long as you possibly can. And I think that's what a fan is. Like, you want to sit down, you want to watch your team, you want to get excited. I don't care if my team gets into the playoffs at 8-7-1 and we get knocked down in the wild card. At least I got one more week of Packers football.
No, that's fair. I get that. I guess I don't see where the Packers win this weekend, but, you know, that's I guess that's what we're going to watch for.
Yeah. Well, so, like, here's the thing. Do you think that the team that you've assembled, considering that you have been so awful for so long, do you think they're going to kind of, like, get a little stage fright? You know, once they start doing a little bit better, they're going to be like, oh, God, like, I've never been here before, you know, and then just, like, completely collapse.
No, I think it's quite the opposite. I think the real problem in the past has been the Bears go up against the Packers and they know the recent record and they know the ridicule that comes their way, and maybe that gets in their head. These guys don't have that. This is a new team. This is different. They're not coming. We're not bringing in Cuddy's record against the Packers. We're bringing in Trubisky.
Okay. All right. I get it. So you're starting over fresh, a blank slate, tabula rasa, the whole nine yards. So that being said, putting all that together, you guys dismantled the Rams on Sunday night. And
yeah, what were they? 33 points a game? 35? Something like that?
It just insanity. Like, and again, the Rams are known, like you said, for that high-flying offense. You just look at the Chiefs game that they had, you know, a few weeks back, and you just made them look so, so bad. And Jared Goff had, what, four interceptions. Todd Gurley was ineffective. And it was just the hottest of messes for the Rams. So that being said...
I think we got in Goff's head.
Say it again?
I think we got in Goff's head, because he's a great quarterback. I think he has composure.
Yeah.
But if you watch that, especially towards the end there, you know he was just freaking out. And, sacks and interceptions, it was just... I think we just got to him.
He looked very uncomfortable. You know, you got him out of his rhythm very, very early, and I think that was very apparent. And so, kind of looking at the NFC, like, you guys are obviously going to be going to the playoffs, in which you may face the Rams again, because the Rams are definitely going to go too. Kind of out of this NFC pool, which has kind of gotten interesting, because I've always regarded the NFC as being, like, the stronger conference over the AFC, this race for the sixth seed is just... a bunch of mediocre teams right now that are fighting for it. But, you know, you have the Saints, you have the Rams, the Cowboys, you know, they're the Cowboys. They're doing what they're doing. Kind of out of the pool of the playoff contenders, is there a team that kind of you fear the most, or you think that the Bears would struggle with? Or are you kind of at this point, you know, week 15, you're looking at the Super Bowl going, our path is clear?
I wouldn't say our path. I wouldn't get cocky on that, only because, again, this was supposed to be a rebuild year, and we're outperforming our expectations. So I want to take that and go and say, "Oh, we're going to run it." I do think it's a very realistic possibility. I do think the Bears have a shot, and they can make a solid run for the ring. But no, I'm not going to say the path is clear. That's too early. Who do we have in currently from the NFC? Saints, Rams. Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings.
Ew! Did you just mention the Vikings? Are they still there? No, they're irrelevant. Okay, they're gonna lose everything. So let's just pretend just the five teams. Yeah, don't worry about the sixth one right now, because we'll be there.
We'll be there. let's see here. Who do I have going? I think it's gonna be Saints, Rams, Vikings, Bears, Seahawks, Cowboys.
Okay. So out of that pool of teams, is there a team that you don't want to meet in the playoffs, or that you're like, they could give us some trouble? Because you're going to play you could play the Rams again, but this time it's going to be in LA.
See, that's the trouble, is, you know, on paper we should have beaten Miami handedly, but we go down there and in that weather our defense gets gassed. Yeah. And so we have an embarrassing performance, and Super Bowl's in Atlanta, so, you know, it's only so much better. I think we're going to have our work cut out for us. I think, like you said, this isn't going to be the most impressive showing from the NFC for the playoffs. I think we're going to have two really good teams and a bunch of teams who were able to just beat their division. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it wouldn't be too much. I don't know. I guess if somebody else were able to take out the Saints for us, I wouldn't mind it. Other than that, I think we can go toe-to-toe with any of them.
Yeah. So, that being said, you are also playing the Vikings on the very last game of the season.
Yes.
So, when we win on Sunday, you know, if you could do me a favor and beat them, I would greatly appreciate that. I just want that. That's not a question. That's just a request.
A request.
So, like, cause that's all right. So here, let me ask you this: if you had to choose between seeing the Vikings or the Packers in the playoffs, you face them at Soldier Field, who would you rather play?
Okay, so Soldier Field.
Soldier. My, excuse me. My apology. Soldier Field.
We're going to start there. Definitely the Vikings. Now, that being said, I think they might even give us more trouble than the Packers would, but as much as I'd love to beat the Packers in the playoffs, I really enjoy the idea of the Packers not even making it.
Well, I mean, you didn't have to come on my show and just be mean. That was...
Yeah, I did. So I think moving forward, for at least the next few years, I think it's going to be Vikings or Bears that are leading the NFC North. You're going to enjoy this. My ESPN playoff machine, I have the Packers finishing fourth, only because of that tie game, really, right behind the Lions. And, ooh, would that be delicious? Because, I mean, is there a bigger insult? Is there?
Oh, sorry, Craig. We must have lost you for the past 22 minutes. Man, it looks like, you know, I guess this episode wasn't meant to be. But thanks so much for coming on. Really appreciate it.
I have detailed notes. I'll repeat everything. And no, losing to the Bears. All right. Losing to the Vikings. All right. Losing to the Lions. Yikes.
Listen, yikes. Mason Crosby had a cold that day and had the worst game of his potential, like of his career, and missed 5 field goals. But, you know, why do you think the Packers are going to be doomed for the next 2 years? Do you think it's because of the head coaching shift? Do you think it's going to be Rodgers' declined play? Are you just like, I don't like the Packers, and...
That's my question. The reason that I have you going 0-16, I'm realistically looking at this, and I'm thinking we are witnessing the decline. And now all of the comments on your YouTube, geez, I can't wait now. I think the Packers are going to fall from grace for a little bit. I think you've enjoyed a solid run at the NFC North, watching the three of us duke it out for third place.
Yeah, that's been great. I really have enjoyed that. And I look forward to many more years of that, because Rodgers is still going to be around for quite some time. But... Let's move on before one of us cries, and it'd definitely be you. when it comes to the rest of the season, before we get to this Sunday's game, you have 3 games left. One's against the Packers. You have the Vikings. Who's the middle guy that you play? Yeah, I try not to pay attention to the Bears.
Oh, Niners.
Oh, okay. So you're going to win at least 2 out of those 3 games, obviously against the Vikings and the Niners. How do you see the rest of the season playing out in these final 3 games? How do you see yourself lining up when it comes to kind of like playoff berth? Do you see yourself just getting in, you know, at the number, like the number 3 seed, the 4? Do you think you can make a shot at 1-2? Where do you see you guys ending up?
I don't envision us taking 1 or 2. I think we make 3rd seed and Vikings make 6th, and that we play them in the wild card.
God, that is my worst freaking nightmare, that I have to sit home out of the playoffs and watch these 2 freaking teams duke it out on my television screen. I'll live stream it too. I'm going to do it right from the bathtub. That's exactly where that's going to be done from. God.
You know what the other wild card game is going to be? Seahawks versus Cowboys.
God, I hate everything. Like, this is so bad. This right? is the darkest timeline. Everything's awful. Everything is awful, and love is dead. So let's
in that scenario, if picture 1 through 6. If the seeds are Saints, Rams, Bears, Cowboys, Seahawks, Vikings, who do you root for?
God, probably the Saints. Probably the Saints and the Rams. I'm okay with either one of those teams. I would probably want... I like Drew Brees a lot, and I like with Sean Payton. Like, his team is very similar to the Packers, and I like Kamara a lot. So I would say probably root for the Saints, and if not them, then the Rams.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, I knew you weren't rooting for any other 4, so saying 1 of those 2 doesn't help.
Yeah, no, not at all. I literally have limited options, very much so. So
between saying Breeze deserves it and the Rams are up and coming, and that's fun.
Yeah, that's really all there is. Like, that's all I have to hang my hat on. And but then again, like, even in the AFC, like, I wouldn't mind the Chiefs taking it or the Chargers. Either one of those teams I'd be cool with, too. Just not the Patriots. Literally, please, just not the Patriots. And then I'd be okay.
Yeah, that gets old.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. Just like already this season, I feel like this season has aged me rapidly. Like, my hairline is receding even further than it usually is. I'm spotting a few more grays, and I feel like this is like, I feel like we should just call 2018 season a wash. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we could all agree it's just been an awful season, and let's just start over and pick things back up next September.
Says third place.
Hey, listen, at least it's not fourth. At least it's not fourth. All right, so this Sunday, what are you anticipating for this Sunday? Do you think it's gonna be a close game? Do you think it's gonna be a blowout? Either way, obviously you're never gonna pick the Packers to win because, you know, you're delusional. But let's talk about it.
No, I don't envision it being a blowout. I wouldn't go that far, but I think we embarrass Rodgers.
Really?
He just set the record, right, for consecutive throws without an interception.
Yeah, or attempts. Am I making that? Yeah, it's a, yeah, like consecutive attempts. It was like 359 or something like that. Yeah, without throwing a pick.
Has it since been broken, or no? Is he still counting?
No, it's still going. He just broke. Okay. Yeah, he just broke it last week.
Oh, I wanted to break it.
Oh, it's okay. We'll break your spirit. We are essentially going to be like Bane in The Dark Knight Rises, but good.
Wow.
I mean, really, the movie wasn't that great. It was okay, but, you know, that being said. So you think it's going to be close and you're going to make Rodgers' life miserable?
Yeah, I think we're going to get at him more than he wants to be. I think he's going to get frustrated with his O-line, and I think we pick him. And I think that's why we win. I think we win with defense.
Okay. Fair enough. How many picks do you think Trubisky will throw this week?
One.
Okay. All right. Solid. Fair enough. So that being said, when the Packers beat you, and even though you guys are going to go to the playoffs, definitely, right, is that going to bother you at all that we swept you this year?
I mean, I don't waste my time with pointless hypotheticals.
Oh, my God. You know what? Here's the thing, and here's the thing that bothers me, is that your fan base as a whole, out of nowhere, you have been on, like, the bottom. This is like the French Revolution, and but not a good thing. And you've just been down there and just stooping in the mud, right? And you're hurling. You're like, well, at least we won on Brett Favre's retirement night and the whole nine yards. And you're like, that's our Super Bowl, and we did it, and we're doing all those things, and we were sitting on our throne and let them eat cake and the whole nine yards. And now you've taken over, right? And you act like you've been there the whole time. It's the 2018 season, and here's what I'm going to tell you, Craig. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Enjoy the limelight while it lasts, because it ain't going to last much longer.
You mean it doesn't last forever, and that's what you're finding out right now? Yeah.
No, Aaron Rodgers will last forever. Forever. This is going to be an asterisk in his career.
It's just a shame that he's been wasted on the Packers. He could have had more rings somewhere else.
Craig, I don't know what you're talking about. That argument has already been proven false by science. Yeah, you know what? But here's the thing, Craig. At least I know that Aaron Rodgers got his ring the last time that you guys won the division, actually. And we're in the NFC Championship game, and I don't want to dwell on the past. I really, really don't, because it makes me look petty, and that's not a good color on me.
But I did walk into that one.
yeah, you did. And so it's okay, because when you win the division this year again, which you will, the Packers will be there, and they're just going to be just gnawing at the back of your mind. Then you know that you're not the rightful heir to the throne, and the kings of the North are going to come home.
I will. You are absolutely right. They will be in the back of my mind, and I'm just going to sit here and go, Packers are sitting at home watching the Vikings play the Bears.
Hey, sleep is important.
Yeah, you got to rest up for next season.
Yeah.
You're going to have to play for third place.
I want to let you know that this Sunday, I'm whipping out the dog jersey. Oh, she's putting it on. It's been laying dormant for years. But now, this is it. And I can't wait to go into Soldier Field. Singular.
Thank you.
Singular.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You got it. And upset you again. Whether it's Randall Cobb who does it over and over again, whether it was Jordy Nelson from a few years ago, whenever it was, it's gonna happen again. And deep down, you know it is. You know it is. And so...
Yeah, we can do this all night. Are we getting... does the loser have to get the other team's logo tattooed?
Okay, well, this has been really great, Craig. I've really enjoyed our talk here, but, you know, it's daylight savings time. I gotta go set the clocks back and do that. You want to get a tattoo, though. And here's the thing. Even if you lost and you got a Packers tattoo, like, you would have something either urinating, defecating, or doing something on it. So, like, I wouldn't win regardless.
Okay, then we turn it around. Whoever wins, the other person has to pay for them to get their own team's logo tattooed.
I don't know if I want that tattoo, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Oh, you bastard. That was on my own damn show.
You better not cut that because
my body's a temple.
I'm also recording, and if you cut that, the world will
be... No, nothing will be cut. Everything will be as directed. And again, even if, and I don't think we are, I am going in full steam ahead that we are going to beat you on Sunday. If for some reason we don't make the playoffs this year, just know that we are coming back next year, and we're going to destroy you because we're going to figure out Khalil Mack and his monsterness. And guess what? We're going to prove that monsters aren't real.
Have you seen what Ryan Pace has been doing every offseason? We're only going to be better next year. You might stay the same. You might be a little worse. The Vikings are going to be the same or a little better. The Lions are going to be the Lions, but the Bears are going to be a little better.
But here's the thing, is that I play the long con in that if Trubisky turns out to be the guy that you think he's going to be, you're going to have to pay the man, and you're already paying Khalil Mack a whole lot of money, and so it's going to be a slow disintegration, just chipping away. And so by the time Rodgers retires, watch out.
Yeah, I'm worried. I think we're gonna top the NFC North for a few years here.
Okay. Well,
we'll see.
Listen,
we can go back and forth with this all night.
I'm glad that you have dreams and aspirations, and we'll just leave it at that. But Craig, it's been phenomenal having you back on again. It's been a pleasure, like getting a colonoscopy while also getting a root canal in my anus. That's how this has gone. But I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Wow, that was ministry.
I wish you no luck. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Oh, man. All right, well, hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I'm really excited to I'm going to be on the live stream.
I was just about to say, like, you're going to be there. And again, like, it's just going to be one of those things that, like, Trubisky's going to score a touchdown, and you're going to be like, hey. Like, every time there's a score, be like, still here. I'm always going to be here. This has been great, bud. Thank you.
I almost want to donate $1 for every point the Bears earn because it's insulting.
Yeah, listen, you know, I can't really buy much with $5 anymore, so that's okay. I mean, that would mean you'd get a safety, but I'd allow it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. All right, buddy, we'll cut it there. That was great.
Oh, and Skull Pack Skull.
God, I hope we kick their ass on Sunday. You can always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, or at TomGrossiComedy on Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, all the social medias. Check out PatCast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on YouTube. We will be streaming the game on Sunday against the Bears. We do multiple episodes per week, so it'll be a good one. But thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grossi. And as always, go Pat, go.